Thank you, Jesus, for opening to us the lives of the early church. May our hearts bear witness to your words. Amen. Well, dearest art dwellers, right on time, I was tempted with flowers yesterday. Looking around the room, it was so devoid of color, I thought to myself, gee, it would be nice if... And then it happened. I bent over to do something, and right in front of my face was a lovely purple flower. It was blooming on a plant I had planted many seeds to, but did not come up, much to my sadness. Only a few came up, like about 8. And I thought, I really should do something about this. And for 2 days in a row, it haunted me. And I think haunted is exactly the right word, because I knew the demons were at it again, testing me and laughing their heads off. And here I was trying to be brave and renouncing it. In all reality, I should have been lopping their heads off. But like a fish waiting for just the right bait, I jumped at it and got caught. I wrote to the people who had sent the other seeds, telling them what happened. And I ordered more, asking for a refund. Well, part of me was satisfied. Oh boy, it's going to be purple in here soon. The other part knew there would be consequences, so I came into prayer with not a little trepidation, feeling hopeless about myself. And you know, this happened at a low point. Something had been set off, and I had spent the morning travailing in prayer, and when I do that, it kind of leaves you at a low point when you've been crying a lot. And there are tears of compunction and there are tears of self-pity. And I sure don't want to be caught in the self-pity. But I can't say to you in all honesty that I'm free of that. I am not free of that. But at least I'm getting to know the difference. Well, I came into prayer and I said, Jesus, I'm here. Please forgive me for giving into my struggle with the purple flowers. Jesus answered me and he said, you have a long way to go to be freed from this. But first of all, I forgive you. And second of all, don't continue to beat yourself. Know that you are not perfect by any means. And please walk humbly, Claire. I really want to see that pride of yours brought down to nothing. I allow you to be overcome for this reason. So when someone says it's blue and you think you know it's red, well, just be cordial and let it go. You don't have to fight it or justify yourself. Let it go, my love. It is so easy to just let it go. Nothing of what man thinks of you matters anyway. You don't have to be right. It's blown away by the wind like chaff from the threshing floor. But if you take exception and want to correct others, well, then you become entangled in self-righteousness, which is a noxious odor to the angels and the saints. I'm sorry, Lord. Help me, please. I am really weak. Help is on the way, Jesus said. I love you, Claire. Your goodness far overshadows those things you fail in. But nonetheless, be vigilant and resist the enemy. When you give in once, it weakens you. Then the next time you have less fortitude to resist, and then it becomes a cycle, and soon a habit. It begins with the little things. Fight it at the onset. Make a personal conviction to do that, and you will grow stronger and brighter as time goes on. Because when you give in to the less perfect option, a darkness settles over you because you know there was a better way and you didn't choose it for love of me. These are places, my bride, where you can see you have opportunities to grow and show that your love for me is greater than your love for yourself. Yes, Lord, I get it. But I do have a complaint to file. He smiled. I heard your complaint, but for the sake of the others, you may share it. Lord, why did you make that flower so delicate, so tender, such a perfect shade of lavender, so irresistible, and right in front of my nose so I wouldn't miss it? Jesus answered, do you really want me to answer that question, or are you just complaining to justify yourself? Lord, in your eyes, no man is justified. That's true. In my eyes, none is justified. But my little bride will never give up trying, will you? Lord, we are all hungry to hear more about the early church. Please share it with us. I did that. At that point, I had to say, oh, we've got to change the subject. Jesus continued, oh, there is so much to share. And all of it is in the scriptures if you read very carefully. For instance, the mention I made yesterday of how my mother was conceived. When I told you about her dispensation from the stain of sin from Adam and the sin nature, then he quoted scripture. To the woman, he said, I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor, you will give birth to children. Genesis 3:16. Jesus continued, so you see, she was exempt from the curse of severe childbirth pain. And again in Isaiah, have you ever heard of a woman who gave birth to a child before having labor pains? It's Isaiah 66:7, the contemporary English version. And another version says, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. That's the Darby Bible translation. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before she was in pain, she delivered a boy. Who has heard of such as this? Who has seen such things? Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be delivered in an instant? Yet as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. And that's from the Berean Study Bible. Jesus continued, do you understand? The Christian nation was born from her womb. Yes, there are other scholarly interpretations. Just as in other facets of Scripture, there is more than one meaning from a passage. But also consider that I confirmed that honor of her being the mother of Christian when I entrusted her to John as her own mother, and entrusted John to her as her very own son. John was symbolic of the 12 apostles, thus the 12 stars on her crown as she appeared to you and others. And why is there not a 13th star for me? Because I live inside her heart. I very much appreciate the Orthodox tradition of her Theotokos, God-bearer, and the fact that they never depict her without me in her arms or womb. This is an ancient tradition, way before Rome. The apostles had a very familial relationship with her and frequented her dwelling for instruction and the details of my incarnation. To them, she was surely their mother. Have I not said, here are my mother and my brothers? For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. It's Matthew 12:50. Some take this statement to mean that my mother was in the flesh, asking to see me, but the other women present were in the spirit. This is a slander against her purity of heart. She was accompanied by those who needed an attitude adjustment, because they were in the flesh. But she never once doubted my mission. Rather, she confirmed it by offering the dearest thing in her life to my Father when I was crucified and her heart was pierced by a sword, even as Simeon prophesies, when my body was pierced by the lance. This ties together, my people, that our hearts were one in the mission I was sent to earth for. Yes, indeed, her heart was pierced by a sword, And from that day forth, she had heart trouble. It was the mark of anguish she suffered, seeing her Messiah rejected, not just her son. Jesus continued. And again, I did confirm this at the foot of the cross when I said to John, "Behold, your mother." Had the other apostles been there, I would have included them as well. But it is sufficient that I confirmed it through John, as he represented them by his presence. And just to be clear, yes, John and my mother had a very special relationship, but that never negated her motherly relationship with the rest of my apostles. This is why I say, unless you read very carefully, you will not catch the subtleties that describe and confirm her role in the church. You will not recognize her in other passages, such as Revelation and Isaiah, unless your mind is open to the influence of my Holy Spirit, which guides you into all truth. If your mind is boxed in by a religious spirit that has predefined the meaning of Scripture and its limitations, you will not recognize these references as they tie together. Nothing I did in Scripture, nothing was done for no reason at all or left to coincidence. Everything ties into a deeper meaning. And so many things have not been discovered yet. In Revelation, she gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. That's Revelation 12. But Lord, it also says earlier on, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Jesus continued, "Claire, if you look at Genesis again, did it not say that I will greatly increase, severely increase your pains at childbirth? That infers there was some pain, but not anything like what you or other women go through to bring forth your children. This is why I told you, you must read very carefully and not skim over the little details, because they will be keys to understanding the mysteries that are revealed in Scripture. I should like to move on to another subject in the next study of the early church, namely, exactly what did I mean when I said, 'This is my body given up for you, and this is my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant.' But the hour is late, so more will have to come tomorrow. I love you, my precious people. Ask my spirit to sweep through your minds, to sweep out the cobwebs, the chains and limitations handed on to you by other men, and deliver you from your own denominational traditions and limitations on Scripture. And if you are willing, he surely will." Wow, that's amazing, Lord. I know I was willing, and he sure did a number on my head and turned me around. And Sherry and Carol also have had some pretty amazing insights and experiences. And this is an important study. I'm really looking forward to what else he'll have to say tomorrow. Pray that I can get it done tomorrow, okay? The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Thank you for tuning in. Pray for us. I pray for you.